go Bigfoot. What about Bigfoot?
What about him?
Episode of What About Bigfoot, the only show that challenges you, Bigfoot, to a 2-on-1 steel cage match. Your opponents, me, your host dude, and my tag team partner, Jay. Can't do that voice no more. The only show that we go about creepy crawlies, goblins, ghouls, death conspiracy people. Theories, assassinations, non-assassinations, anything our little minds like to wonder.
Creatures, spirits, you know, witches.
Oh, witches. Yeah.
Ghosts.
Yes, ghosts.
You know.
Casper. We only deal with friendly ghosts. We're not going to do that. All right, man. Well, take us where we need to go today.
Oh, this one's us. This is a little scary one, man. This is the boogeyman.
Oh, the boogeyman. Ooh,
there's actually like... Every country pretty much has its own boogeyman, which is something that I had no idea about, which does make sense, you know. It seems like most of the stories all came get some like bad children to behave better. Yeah. So to like go to sleep or to eat, some of them it was to eat their soup, which is because it's like all 17th century.
Yeah,
soup. Like a lot of the stories, so they have to eat their soup. You know,
your diet.
Yeah, I mean, or you know, but. So there's like the ones where the kids have to sleep or the kids have to like listen or just stop crying, which is like my favorite one was the Japanese one, which is to lazy kids and crybabies. So there's like a boogeyman for like, you know, that's a
you're too lazy.
Yeah, it's so, like it really shows how disciplined they are. Yeah, you know what I mean? They have a whole monster to like make kids stop being lazy.
You stop being lazy,
he's gonna come and get your ass. So like. Most of the boogeymen in all these cultures are all, like, kidnappers. They all, like, take the kid in the middle of the night because they're not listening or because they're not going to sleep. Hey, if you don't go to sleep, he's coming for you.
Wherever you're sleeping, he shows up.
Yeah, or you better eat your soup or, you know.
He's going to come for you.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, there's, you know, because there's 100 different kinds of countries, there's 100 different names for this being, you know. Yeah. I mean, there's, like, you know, like John Wick. Baba Yaga, you know, that's like the Russian one, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Then they have like the Japanese one. Like I said, there's like the Indonesian one. There's, you know, like all of South America all has, you know, like a coco or a cocuy, which is more like Mexico, El Salvador, Colombia. But then like Brazil, Portugal, and Spain has their own. Sackman.
Sackman.
Yeah, so
that's like a porn story.
Yeah, which is pretty weird, but like it's like a guy that just carries like a that's potato sick. Sack on his back, and he like kidnaps bad kids and he takes them away. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit. Do they tell like what like happens to the kids when they get taken
away? No, they're gone. I've
never seen.
You know, torture. I mean like
torture. Shit.
I mean like the Spanish one. It's all like lullabies and stuff too. So like all the stuff these parents would like sing to the kids like when they're going to sleep, like, hey, if you don't go to sleep, the boogeyman's gonna come get you. So it's like, hey, like this one that I read and it was translated. It was like if you don't eat your food, he's gonna come and get you and keep you for a whole year.
A whole year.
So like, keep him for a whole year, come back. Like, but then like there's another crazy one in Brazil. It's like this alligator lady. Hold on 1 second. Again, it's
let's keep our facts straight here.
It's Alcuca. So it's like it's a humanoid like alligator lady who also has a sack and like takes these babies. Like so like all these every country has their own form. Like it doesn't have any distinct like look. Like, you know what I mean? Like the boogeyman, like the word itself isn't one person or one being.
It's like a figure.
Yeah, it's all like. Like in some countries it's a witch, in some countries it's a spirit, in some countries it's like a humanoid, like little like demon.
Demon-ish.
Yeah.
So it's always bad. It's always dark.
Yeah. So like it's all like this. Like I don't know. Man, that's pretty scary. I mean, but like, but it. I mean, I'm not scared of it now. But when I was a kid, you know, everyone everyone's scared of, you know.
A coco.
That's the thing you tell your kid when they don't want to listen. Yeah. Hey, Coco's coming. Yeah, hey, if you don't eat your chicken nuggets, Coco's coming, you know.
Chicken.
You know, like.
God, you lazy, we call that Japanese.
Yeah. I mean, it's a. Boogeyman's definitely like the most popular, you know, monster of them all, because everybody has their own, you know?
Yeah, everybody has their own form of it.
Yeah.
But it has the same guidelines of he's going to come when you're not good and he'll take you away.
Yeah.
Like, he's just supposed to keep kids in line. And apparently not being lazy, being lazy is bad thing.
Yeah. I'd have been in Japan, away. You're not supposed to be lazy.
I'd have been taken away a long
kidnap
time.
Kidnap your ass. Yeah.
He'd have taken me tenfold.
Yeah, I mean, there was a... So, like, so the word, boogie, or, like, it like, translates to, like, bogey in Middle English, like, so, like, in, like, the 17th century, it was translated to also, like, hobgoblin, which, like, a hobgoblin was, like, a goblin type thing, but it was more, like, friendly, it was, like, a prankster type goblin, you know what I mean, boogeymen are like the bad ones, the ones who turned evil and weren't so friendly, you know what I mean?
They stopped being friendly.
Ended up taking babies and stuff.
Why do they take babies?
Yeah, start crying. You gotta.
You shut up.
Yeah.
Baby, you go to sleep.
Yeah, hey, boogeyman's coming with me, baby.
I don't care. Once and all. Well, then change me then, you lazy bastard.
Yeah, it's like, I mean. I was just surprised about how many different types of boogeyman there was.
Boogeyman, I thought it was going to be like one history.
You know, like all like Africa, like every country in Africa has like the Congo has their own. You know, Egypt has their own.
That's cool. That's like I feel like it's like a one being, but then there was like whispered being its own.
I feel like it's like a there's, you know, like a whole class of boogeymen, and they're all like friends, you know. You know, Baba Yaga.
They all meet up in one.
Yeah, they all have their own. Yeah,
their own.
It sounds like Adam Sandler, like animation film ready, you know, to be made. You know, it's the Hotel Transylvania. You know,
Hotel Transylvania. Oh, you're Boogeyman.
Yeah, that's a great movie, man. Right? Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I just kind of how I picture it. Like, it's pictured all these different types of monsters who all go out at night and just all have like a prison of babies, you know, in the back or whatever. Yeah, and so most of the stories are all like aimed towards kids and stuff, but some of them are also aimed towards like, you know, adults or just bad people in general.
We're not safe.
And there's another one who's it was like in like Central America. There's this one where this like lady, like this demon lady, it's like an old hag or something they call her, and she takes the kids for a year, and that's the one I was talking about. Yeah. So takes the kids for a year, or until like the parents like learn their lesson, or the kids learn their lesson. Either way, if the parents are being bad, they'll take the kid, or if the kids are being bad, then they'll take the kid for a whole year and force them to eat feces, bro.
What?
Force them to eat their own poop for a whole year. You know, I'm like, that's terrifying.
That's
like
hardcore.
Like
that's hardcore.
Just, like, imagine as a kid, like, hey, you're gonna make you eat your own poop. You're like, oh shit, I'm gonna eat this fucking soup now. Yeah.
Eat this pot. What else you got? I'll eat that shoe.
Yeah. Or some of them, like in Europe, are also like they'll steal the kid and turn them into soup and make soup with them. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, these are all like really scary.
It feels like it's all soup based.
I mean, you know, it's all like 15th century, 16th century, like so, like and like. The earliest mention of like the boogeyman type thing was like the 15th century, but many believe it was before that, just in stories. Like before it was actually written down, everybody had their own story, you know, like their own passed down orally through generations.
That sounds crazy.
Of the scary man, you know.
Yeah, the scary man is gonna come and take you away.
The boogeyman.
And bring you into soup and then feed you to other people.
Make you your own poop.
Poop soup.
Yeah. Poop soup with 13 year olds.
It was flavored by camels and it had the boogeyman on.
So you better listen.
Eat your soup.
Better eat your soup or you will become soup.
And if you're Japanese, don't fucking be lazy.
Yeah, you better fucking do something right now.
Build some more robots and some more cameras, guys. You guys are fucked.
Yeah. And you know, I'm just familiar with like a coco, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, that's kind of like the Hispanic, the Mexican thing, like the Mexican American, you know, boogeyman, or a cocuy, some people call it, you know what I mean? But it's like,
it all equals.
That's two. Like as far as I thought it went. You know, yeah, what I mean? Yeah. I think they expanded to like the whole world and everyone having their own for hundreds of years. Yeah, I thought it was just, you know, like some Mexican shit, you know.
And then El Cucuy, and then that was.
But everyone has their own El Cucuys and their own boogeymans and their own Baba Yagas and their own, you know, all these other goblins and witches and spirits and, you know, it's all these. All these people have like different things for them too, like some of them think it's like a small humanoid person, this one I looked up that was also in Europe, like thinks that like that their form of it is like a kid who died like a bad way but yeah. Like came back, you know what I mean, like is like dead but it's not, yeah, and he has like red kids. Eyes red glowing eyes and he like takes bad kids with them, you know,
that's so metal.
So another awesome scary shit. So these parents are fucking great at making scary stories, you know what I mean, so
they're not making them with
it. Yeah,
someone saw that shit like, oh, you know, I'm gonna do my kid a favor because I love them. Eat that fucking soup.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe, you know.
When I was young, I had 6 brothers and sisters. Why do you think there's only 3 of us?
Yeah. Why do you think your Uncle Jim's left? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uncle Jim didn't go off to war. Uncle Jim got taken.
Yeah, by Bobby Yaga.
John
Wick came in.
Our little kid. Little metal kid is, man. Man, get in the sack.
Yeah, get in the sack. Yeah, it's weird. They're all like kidnappers too. You know, yeah. It's all like.
Well, that's the most.
Just trying to make it scary as possible.
That's
yeah,
the most scary thing to a kid. Like they're all taking you away from mom. And
ugly goblins. You know, like, demons who steal babies, and it's like all this.
What's fucking... Eat your poop. But I don't want to poop. What if you constantly use this? Backed up on too much poop.
You got a whole year of eating poop ahead of you. You know what I mean. Yeah. So you better get your shit straight.
What is the nutritional value in poop? Millennials, you love to eat ass.
Probably not.
Is there any nutritional
value? All the ass eaters out there, let us know. Let us know. The vitamin and nutrients.
You feel a little energized, a little vitamin C. I think this is crazy. Like. This is like everyone has their own form. The crocodile lady sounds fucking insane.
A little crocodile human lady with the sack.
With a sack.
Kidnaps babies.
With a sack. Well, it makes sense. You can't like.
Yeah, I'll just you know,
carry them away.
Yeah, and you can't just you know.
Yeah.
You just gotta throw them in a bag and whoop. You know.
Santa Claus, that shit.
I kind of think like somebody really did like kidnap kids and then they were like, oh, hey, that guy's coming back for you. You know what I mean?
It started out like this is an actual kidnapper.
Yeah, it's an actual kidnapper. And then there's like, hey, everyone's kids are terrified of that. Hey, let's just keep that moving. Keep that rolling. You know?
With this idea, I thought that was going to be like the backstory. Like, oh, it was about like, so the 1400s and, Thomas. You know. Old Butcher Barry was taking the children and butchering them up and putting them in the stew.
Hey, actually, it might be Butcher Barry. He's his own. He's his own boogeyman. He's a boogeyman, you know.
Of wherever.
Yeah.
But he's just not. Yeah. He'll kidnap lazy kids. I find that so offensive. Like,
this is like a really crazy one. Like when I was doing research, I was like kind of shocked. I was going down the list and there's, you know, Afghanistan, all like Middle East. Asia, you know, Africa, South America, everywhere has their own.
Which makes me feel like it's like a figure of like a faceless figure, and then whatever it projects itself.
Yeah, it's all like even different families, you know, even different households have their own form of what the boogeyman looks like, or you know what I mean? Everyone's like, oh, it's this guy with the sack on his head, or you know, it's this alligator lady, or it's this you know, just a ghost, or
a certain child.
Well, the one to Europe, it's like this guy with the overcoat and a hat that covers his face. So you never
see that's what I think of when I think of a boogeyman. Like, like a flasher.
Yeah. No, I think of like a monster, you know what I mean? Like some.
I always think the boogeyman is like a big, tall, like figure, trench coat, Carmen San Diego hat. He's like. To take you away.
It's like Bigfoot, you know.
Yeah, like a trench coat. Super big. It's flasher.
Matter of fact, what about Bigfoot? Where do you think Bigfoot plays into this? Because this is you know, there are so many different forms of the boogeyman. I think
he might run into a boogeyman here.
He associates with
boogeyman. But he's like, I don't think he hangs out with him. He's like, oh well.
I think he might
kidnapping man. Or the poop thing that's going to turn. You don't hang out with that one.
Yeah.
You got the poop.
Yeah. Hey.
Dude, what the fuck?
You know. I think he might be friends with some of them. Some of them, you know,
because you know he don't care about us. Bigfoot don't like us.
Yeah, he's not into saving humans.
He's not out there like breaking corn.
I also don't think he's eating humans either. So
no, he's not eating. I don't think he's eating humans.
Maybe he has like a membership to the Boogeyman. You know,
he's just a good game
club. You know,
he made of honor. Like,
yeah, I was like, hey, Bigfoot.
Nobody wants to see the signs of autographs.
You know, these, you know, the hundreds of different kinds of Boogeyman.
Boogeyman.
Yeah,
love. The foot. He's known as the foot. He's that cool. He's that cool with him.
Him's foot.
And his foot.
Big foot.
Yeah. Hey, crocodile lady, let's go. I'll go back to your swamp. You can play with that. You can lift my sack.
Damn. The sack man's coming to town.
The sack man's coming to town. Big foot.
Oh man, I think Bigfoot is maybe friends with them. You know what I mean? With these, I mean not one of them specifically. I mean, you know, he probably has a couple enemies. You know,
yeah,
probably the shit one.
You know, the shit.
Yeah, because
everyone likes the shit. Like, yeah, just to invite him just because.
Yeah,
like we gotta invite everybody.
He's one of like he, you know, like he's like the one that went a little too far, and everyone is like he has to be in it because he's one of us, but.
Yeah, He's got money. His daddy's got money.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just letting him let him fly.
Let him fly. Let him talk about his poop stuff. But we don't gotta do it.
Yeah. Oh, then just have, you know, child prisons or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like it's a convention, like, the easy to put together, like, showcases of how to, like, kids. Anyone improve sex.
Yeah, I mean.
Three kids in one.
I'm sure. I'm sure this has worked for hundreds of years, or else it wouldn't, you know, keep going, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All little 3-year-olds, you know, up to, you know, when it was 13 or whatever, 10 or however old they get when they stop doing.
Well, fucking apparently we're not in the clear, brother. There's some for adults.
Hey, I thought I was clear. Fucking up, Boogeyman's gonna come for you.
Yeah.
Tell your kids that too.
Yeah.
Fucking up, they're gonna come for you. Yeah. Show them this video, but in fact, they keep fucking up, they're gonna come for you.
Yeah. You know what?
Alligator lady, maybe.
Alligator, no, we're sending poop boogie.
Yeah, the poop demon is coming for you.
Yeah, and he's coming for you, your mom, your dad. He takes everybody.
He's taking all,
She's going to make everyone eat each other. She's not going to tell you what poop is what. You're going to be a poop farm.
Yes, dude, the poop demon's coming if you don't behave. So, go to sleep one time and eat your vegetables, goddammit.
And you know what to stop prevent the poop monster from coming? Subscribing to our page.
Shit, that's the only way.
The only way. Yeah, subscribe. Right,
that's the only way. But you must hit the bell.
Yeah, the bell to notify. When he's coming right here on Wednesdays, he's like, oh yeah, poop time. And then we pop up and like, ah.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Alright, you guys are good for this.
You're subscribed.
You're subscribed. Alright, I'll be back. And once you unsubscribe, it's on.
It's on. You better watch out. You know, lock your doors. Check your bed. That's another thing about the Boogeyman. It's mostly like under the bed type thing.
Yeah, right? Like he's always under.
So I mean, always check on the bed or in your closet. You know.
Yeah.
Always different. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure like in the 16th century there wasn't a whole lot of closets. You know. Right, so it was just the bed thing, and then you know as time progressed we got closets.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
closet open.
Yeah, so like hey, closet. You know, the fucking Boogeyman looks like it could fit in a closet. You know. Yeah. I mean, hey. You know.
There's a monster. Coming for you. It's Boogie.
Coming for you.
If you like what you heard, guys, like us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Leave a review on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
I'll send the Japanese Boogeyman for you for being so lazy.
Just lazy fucks. Yeah, you're
going to put a comment. You're going to put 5 stars. Take you 2 seconds if you got lazy. Sending Japanese Boogeyman to come get you.
Yeah, that's the bitch from The Ring. Yeah, she's going to come for you. That day.
It was kind of scary. To you.
Got a little scary.
Got a little scary.
Yeah, the hair still though, kind of scares me.
I picture like a samurai kind of guy. I don't know. Sorry, if this sounds rough. Samurai guy, but in a trench coat.
Samurai.
And he goes, wah, and he unfolds, and then his trench coat turns into his bag, and he, yeah, and you come with me. Yeah.
Damn, that's some anime if I've ever seen. Hey, talk to this guy, anime. anime people.
But this one's a good one. And remember, guys, ask yourself each and every day, what about Bigfoot? Hey, what about Bigfoot here, guys? And if you liked what you heard just now, you're going to love our separate podcast. Each week, we all do one of our own. Mine is mostly pop culture. If you love pop culture and rantings on, you're going to love mine. What Up Dude 4 U's. Catch me on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. Leave a comment there. Also find me on Facebook and Twitter. And if you love my guy here,
Rebel Godfather Podcast. You know everything. Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, all the good stuff. I just babble. You know, life. You know, jokes, stories. I tell a story every now and again. You know, my favorite childhood story. You know what I mean? Growing up with the double VCRs and stealing movies from Blockbuster.
Hey, we've all done it.
Yeah.
I still have Snake Eyes on the fucking Blockbuster. But yeah, guys, if you like that, make it an afternoon. Bigfoot, yeah. What up, dude? Rebel Godfather, make it a whole afternoon. Hey. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you got all of it here.
Yeah.
You can listen to us individually while you're waiting for What About Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Even better.
Ooh, make a whole week out of it. It's like, ooh, so tasty. So if you like that, guys, follow us. What up, dude? Rebel Godfather.
Yeah.
You can find us where you can find What About Bigfoot.
Yeah, and then, hey, that's the main question every time, you know?
Yeah.
What About Bigfoot?
What About Bigfoot?
Hey. Ask yourself that every day.
Yeah. I see you next time, guys.